trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Now, during Menards Project Day sale, it's the perfect time to start your spring projects. Save big on storm doors, entry doors, and more. Add the perfect finishing touch to your doors with Schlage and Dexter lock sets. Choose from Menards' huge selection, including the Byron stainless steel passage knob, just $8.88. Save big on Schlage and Dexter lock sets, all on sale. Plus, buy four Schlage or Dexter lock sets and get the fifth free.
Save big money at Menards.
Staples, make more happen.
The lineups will soon be delivered to home plate, brought to you by Hills Brothers Coffee. Trust the taste and share the tradition. It is the White Sox pregame show as we broadcast live from Chi Sox Bar and Grill across from U.S. Cellular Field. We are glad that you stuck around with us. I know the people are starting to file over to the ballpark, which is a very good idea if you have not already. They've already done their introductions on the field, so they're getting ready for baseball, and we are getting ready for baseball. 3:10 first pitch, so we are exactly 10 minutes away from that right now. Hope that you'll join us for the post-game show, and we hope to be talking about a White Sox winner finally today. Here we go. White Sox baseball is coming up.
Sox fans, WSCR, 670 The Score, and the White Sox Radio Network are now proud to bring you Chicago White Sox baseball.
He jumps up, it's gone!
Strike three. Sox win.
He struck out the side. Sox win.
Boy, he was swinging a high fly deep right field.
Track wall. Slam. Sox win. Sox win.
Presented to you in part by Miller Lite, by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Menards, IBEW Local 134, CJ Wilson Mazda, Safeco Insurance, the United Association of Union Plumbers, Fitters, Welders, and Service Technicians, Community Hospital of Northwest Indiana, Hills Brothers Coffee, Thornton's, Allstate Insurance, and Beggar's Pizza. They lay it on thick. And now let's go live to the ballpark from the U.S. Bank broadcast booth for Ed Farmer and Darren Jackson with all the play-by-play action on 670 The Score and the White Sox Radio Network.
Cloudy skies here in Chicago on this opening day alongside Darren Jackson. Friends, welcome to the coverage of White Sox baseball. The White Sox and Twins do battle today. Whoever wins is going to have their first win of the season. Both teams come in at 0-3. So the White Sox lost three in a row at Kansas City. And then in Detroit, the Minnesota Twins scored but one run. And they come in at 0-3, Darren. Today, Tommy Malone, the former A's pitcher, will pitch for these Minnesota Twins. Came over to Oakland on a trade on 31st of July last year. Last year, he was 0-1 for Minnesota with an earned run average of 7.06. However, with the A's, 6-3. Hector Nwosi will pitch for the Sox at 8-11.
Radio.
Listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show.
And we come to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Glad you're with us on a fine Friday. Thanks so much. DA in for Doug today. We'll be with you the rest of the week next week as well as Doug is out. Appreciate you dropping on by, spending some time with us. Good final 2 hours of the show coming up here. Next hour, Charles Robinson's going to join us. Yahoo Sports had a really interesting piece about some of the stuff that's kind of bubbling surrounding the NFL draft and Marcus Mariota. That Mariota right now could go anywhere between 2 and 20. That he's the ultimate wild card when it comes to this upcoming draft. As I mentioned last hour, I don't think he's getting past the Rams at 10. I don't think there's any way. And I know that the Rams have Nick Foles, but think about all of the teams that would have to pass up on him and not have traded the pick for him to drop below that. That means that the Tennessee Titans, we assume Jameis Winston goes one of the Buccaneers. The Titans would say thanks, but no thanks. We really don't have a solution at quarterback right now. We did bring in Zach Mettenberger last year, but he's far from the truth at this point. He's far from a hands-down solution. We're good. We're going to go in a different direction. Okay. Then that brings up the Washington Redskins. The Redskins would have to say, I know we've got major question marks surrounding RG3, but we're also going to go in a different direction. On top of that, the New York Jets would have to say, we have Geno Smith. We know that he's far from a sure thing. We've got question marks about him, but we're going to go in a different direction. You'd have to get to the Chicago Bears, who obviously have a giant contract with Jay Cutler, but would love to move that. And wouldn't you think they'd love to move on with finally a homegrown quarterback that they hope they can mold and develop and on a rookie deal? If they go in a different direction, now you're falling to the St. Louis Rams. And again, at 10, the Rams have Nick Foles, but could they be completely convinced that Foles is their guy after just one good season of the NFL? I think it's highly unlikely that Mariota slips through all of those teams' fingertips and nobody trades up into those slots to get him. Now, I don't know what the asking price is going to be. Who knows? If all of those teams say, we're either taking our guy or you've got to trade us your entire draft, I could understand it. I just don't think it's possible that he gets out of the top 10. But some do. Look, I'll tell you this right now. If I'm the Chicago Bears, I don't care that I've got Jay Cutler under contract. I draft Mariota at 7. If you're the Jets, if you're the Redskins, you're still not paying your quarterback much. RG3, Geno Smith, those are still small deals. Geno on his rookie deal. If you're the Bears, worst case scenario is you draft Mariota, Jay Cutler's your starter next year, and for one more season, you've got Cutler sourpussing his way through 16 games, but you've got Mariota learning, and then the year, and then as soon as next offseason comes, maybe you can trade the rest of that contract, or maybe you just eat what you have to eat. But at that point in time, you've now handed things over to Mariota, and he's had a year to simmer on that. That seems like, if you're really trying to start over, and it kind of looks like the Bears are in some ways, trading away Brandon Marshall for peanuts, kicking out Mark Trestman, and bringing in John Fox, kind of feels like they've seen all they need to see from Jay Cutler, right? I think it makes perfect sense for the Bears to draft Mariota and say, if we can't move Cutler's contract for another year, fine. He's our starter, and Mariota sits the bench for one season. Worst case scenario, we're not paying our quarterback anything. He's on the rookie contract. We'll talk to Charles Robinson about that coming up next hour on the show because he thinks that's the great wild card, and seems like most people do. Here's your phone number as well, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. That story I mentioned at the bottom of last hour, I mean, this is interesting from an NBA standpoint. Tom Thibodeau, for the last couple of years, has had the Chicago Bulls, speaking of Chicago, in the mix every year in the East. He's been done in by Derrick Rose's injuries. Every single season, they look like they're an Eastern Conference favorite. They're going to go to the NBA Finals, compete for a championship, but then every year they're derailed because they never have Derrick Rose healthy when it matters. And this year's not any different. I know that he came back the other night and played against the Magic, but you can't tell me that Derrick Rose is going to be 100% midseason MVP form in a couple of weeks when they're playing in the postseason. But now we have this report from Rick Bucher, senior NBA writer for the Bleacher Report.
League sources say that third parties connected to Thibodeau have been exploring what his potential other options would be, including the Orlando Magic.
What this is Thibodeau saying, I'm going to get you before you get me. I think he's reading the tea leaves and seeing the writing on the wall. Tom Thibodeau style can grind anybody. Thibodeau is a guy that demands a lot, and as kind of everybody within the Bulls organization would admit, and all of those players have talked about it before, they play 82 game sevens. There's no off night here. You can rest up there. Tibbs is going 100 miles an hour and fighting for every inch every night
every game. And that's fatiguing. He's a fighter. And that's exhausting. And I think because they haven't made the NBA Finals, they've fallen short under Tibbs, even though they've been undermined by the injury to Derrick Rose. It feels like the Bulls know that this is their last stand. Right? This is their last shootout of the OK Corral. Why else would you bring back Derrick Rose now? I said this from the time he got injured. I still hold to this. I don't think it makes any sense to have Derrick Rose back. And I know the doctors will say, well, he can't exacerbate the injury. They took out that ligament. He's not going to get injured again the same way. Look, you can tell me everything you want about this and that and rationalizing this and give me the details there. Derrick Rose is still Derrick Rose. His knees, his body is still a Fabergé egg. It's still delicate. It's still you can't. And you're going to just throw him out into the middle of the NBA playoffs. He's going to have missed the last 6 weeks. We know already that he's been injured this year. He had to rehab for 6 weeks, stay off of it. He's just going to jump in, final 2 weeks of the regular season, hit the ground running, go 0-60 into the postseason, and they're going to be okay. I mean, what are the odds that Derrick Rose makes it through the playoffs? But why would you bring him back? They don't know if Jimmy Butler is going to be a member of this team next year. They don't know if Tom Thibodeau is going to be a member of this team next year. I think they see this as one last shot. And maybe they also see a wide open NBA. Now, I don't necessarily think the Eastern Conference is all that wide open. I don't care if they've got Derrick Rose back or not. I like the Cavaliers. I like Cleveland to come out of the East. Now, I could understand if Chicago goes, hey, we'll take our chances in an Eastern Conference that's the Cavaliers and then nobody else that scares us. Because honestly, that makes sense. I mean, nobody quite knows what we're going to get from the Atlanta Hawks, as good as they've been. Outside of Cleveland, the rest of the East all seems vulnerable in some ways, whether it's Toronto or Washington, or certainly when you get toward the end of the Eastern Conference in Milwaukee and Brooklyn and Miami and Indiana. All of those teams seem eminently beatable if you're confident about your squad. But if you are going to push Derrick Rose to come back to get to an Eastern Conference Finals just to lose to the Cavaliers, to me that's short-sighted because I'd rather have Derrick Rose healthy next year. But look, if they're going to bring him back, I think this news about Thibodeau suggests he sees the writing on the wall. This is one last hurrah for this Bulls team. They're going to see. They're going to spin the wheel and see what they got. And a Bulls team that has been really good over the last 4 or 5 years, right? I mean, they've been in a lot of ways